Now, suppose you have a new shirt and your wife washes it in hot water and you can hardly get a button. What do you say happened to it?
It's drawn up.
You draw it up. do you ever use another word for that? Draw it up or you ever use shrink?
No, they never do. Uh-huh. It never does. They never hardly ever use the word shrink.
It's mostly draw it up. Well, that tells exactly what happened. draw it up. And if a girl spends all of her time in front of a mirror making herself look pretty, you say she is what? She is doing what?
Primping.
Oh, okay.
She's a primping herself up, getting ready for a bowl.
Okay, and the little thing you carry coins in,
pocketbook, we call them that one right here.
Okay.
That's my daddy's. That's 50 years old, I guess.
Is that right? That's really well built. Do you ever use purse for it, or does that mean something else?
Well, what the women carry is their purses.
Oh, I
mostly.
Okay.
And some of them call this a purse. They use this as a purse. Mm-hmm. Change a purse. Mm-hmm. But however, everybody say, I don't see your pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
And then your billfold, mm-hmm. you got it in a different place, you see.
Okay, and what does your wife wear around her wrist?
Bracelet.
And you say, you give her a bracelet, and you say, well, I just don't just look at it. What?
Put it on.
Okay. And things that she wears around her neck?
Necklaces.
I suppose you refer to them as beads. How would you describe them?
A pair of beads, always.
Okay.
Get her a pair of beads.
And if you don't wear a belt, you have to use what?
Suspenders. Galluses. We always call them galluses.
Galluses?
Yeah.
And I ask you about the bedding. And, I forgot to ask one thing about the bedding. When somebody comes and you don't have any place for him to sleep, you make a
pallet
on the floor.
Make a pallet.
And the low-lying grassland. Grassland that you don't cultivate, you just graze cattle on it. What is that? Perhaps I should ask you, what is a meadow?
We call it pasture.
Pasture, yeah. And when you, by the way, am I staying? It's 4:40, am I staying too long?
Well, it's about
time?
5 whenever a woman gets the supper ready, and then it's
about 5, okay. I'll tell you, if I don't finish, would you be willing to see me Friday morning again?
Yeah, I guess so, as far as I know.
I have to go to Iuka tomorrow. There's a lot of history in Iuka. I work there tomorrow, but I'd like very much to talk to you again before I leave. I'm going on down to Tupelo, but you really are very helpful, and I'm learning a lot. So I'd like to finish this with you maybe Friday morning. All right. And could I ask you just a few more questions here?